It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, January 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. After less than 2 years of ownership, Google has agreed to sell its Motorola mobility smartphone unit to Chinese tech giant Lenovo. This news may have some impact on Google's earnings report out today. But first, let's get some reaction from New York Times Deputy Technology Editor Molly Wood.
The assumption here is that they're unloading the hardware elements of Motorola Mobility, which is, you know, that's an expensive time sink. If I'm trying to spin this in an earnings call, that's what I'm saying, that I keep the research, that I keep the patents, which is hugely valuable.
What does this mean for Lenovo then?
Well, Lenovo has been dying to get into the handset business, and now they have sort of a ready-made solution. Whether it gives them a leg up over Apple and Samsung, it's hard to say. Motorola, it's a good brand. I don't know if Lenovo is going to keep using it, though, or if they're going to use this as a way to start selling their own branded handsets in other markets.
I guess we'll find out. Molly Wood, Deputy Technology Editor at the New York Times. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Next week, there will be hearings in Congress for the massive data breach at Target and other retailers. The breach involved the theft of 40 million credit card numbers and 70 million personal records. How was this done, though? The details aren't clear yet, but I asked our friend Chester Wisniewski at cybersecurity firm Sophos about how something like this could happen. He says sometimes big companies suffer attacks because their computer systems aren't all that different from our home computers, and a hacker might be able to get in through something as simple as a credit card scanner.
That's a USB device, basically. It's got a USB cable coming out of the back that goes into the register that the clerk is operating. The registers are running Windows XP. So they're vulnerable to any kind of computer virus, just like any other computer running Windows XP. And there's a few things you do to secure those machines. You make sure they're only able to run the cash register software and that they can't run a web browser. You can't go to Facebook. That network should be 100% isolated from the internet.
How did they screw this up? Their computer system is actually connected to the broader internet or what?
Most networks are, to me, I say they're kind of set up like a candy bar, which is they've got a hard outside shell like the firewall and then they have a soft gooey center. And that if you can manage to get in through that outside barrier, once you're on the inside, there's either no barriers or few barriers in between things on the, quote, inside of the network.
It's like you don't just post guards at the city gates and the city walls. You also post policemen to patrol the city.
It's exactly that analogy.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Congressional hearings are scheduled to start Tuesday. All this week, we've been talking about sports and technology for our Gaming the System series. Today, I want to take you somewhere, to a hockey rink right about the spot that A-Rod usually stands, which is where I met with a representative for the National Hockey League on the eve of a big outdoor game. I'm here with Chris King. He is VP of Hockey Operations for the NHL, and we are standing in a place that is not usually the home of hockey players. Where are we?
We're actually, I think, standing just inside the foul line at Yankee Stadium.
All right. Well, let me just pay my respects real quick. Boston sucks! So I'm just thinking you drag a hose out here and turn the water on, or it's a little more complicated than that?
Well, in the old days it wasn't, but the old hot water on a garden hose just doesn't cut it anymore. We have a million-dollar machine out back that's on wheels. We pull it to the venue. We run it to our rink surface where we build our base, which is pretty much goes together like a jigsaw puzzle. We literally go up, turn the tap, the glycol runs its way down, and with our machine, it can control the surface here down at the ice.
As I understand it, it's supposed to be like between an inch and a quarter thick. Is that right? And a couple different layers go down. You put paint down, stuff like that?
Well, that's exactly right. And cold weather really gives our ice a fit. You know, if it gets too cold, it gets brittle, it cracks.
But there's actually kind of a complex, is it a piping system that runs under the rink that the glycol will go through and then that'll help you maintain, 22 degrees?
We try to be between 22, 25 at ice level. And it's kind of neat to note that in Saturday when we played at Dodger Stadium in L.A., it was 116 degrees at our tarp at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Oof, on game day.
That's warm.
You know, a quarter of an inch below our tarp, it was at 25.7. So we were able to maintain the ice surface with the technology that we were able to build.
And so that's why it's more common now than it was maybe just a few years ago to be able to have these outdoor games.
Well, I'm going to date myself. I played in Vegas when I was with the Rangers against the LA Kings. We played in the parking lot at Caesar's Palace, and we didn't have this system in place. And
So what'd you do?
It was pretty much the backstroke. It was pretty much a lake out there. But we've come a long way, you're right, and we're getting ourselves real, real close to being able to build ice anywhere.
I just saw a guy walk by with snowballs. This made me nervous.
I'd have dove in front of it for you.
Chris King is a vice president of hockey operations for the NHL. He is a former player as well, and I don't know, dare I call him the Iceman here at New York Yankee Stadium. Chris, thank you very much.
It is my pleasure. And
thanks,
man. Just
don't
put your tongue on the ice.
By the way, that hockey rink, 10,000 gallons of water to make an inch of ice. And in that ice are sensors that tell a smartphone which valves need to be opened on the giant complex of tubes pumping coolant. You can find more of our Gaming the System series on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.